Thanks for checking out the Spencer on Sports podcast from KGYM. SOS airs every Monday through Friday at 2 right here in KGYM. Be sure to check out all of our other podcasts from the Gym Class and the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn at KGYMradio.com. You. Happy Friday, one and all, and welcome in to local programming here on KGYM, 1600 AM, 102.3 in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 in Iowa City, on the stream at KGYMradio.com, on the free app for your smartphone, also on your smart speaker device. Spencer on Sports is on the air with you for another weekday afternoon. Every weekday from 2 to 3, we are here with you, breaking down the biggest stories in the sports world, setting up for our local programming, which runs every weekday from 2 until 6, keeping you informed and entertained. Keeping you shaking your head at the stupid things we say. That's what we do around here at KGYM. 319-366-1600 if you want to weigh in on the talk or text line here today. Lots to get to, per usual, in the next hour or so. We've got plenty of basketball news and notes. Get you set for the weekend of the NBA playoffs. If you have not checked on your resident Minnesota Timberwolves fan today, I suggest you do that. I can't. Oh boy. Yeah. Up 26 and you lose. We'll get to that here in just a bit. Golden State a winner yesterday too. We'll talk about that and look at what's to come in the world of NBA playoff action. Get some baseball news and notes. It's the first day in feels like 2-3 weeks since the season started, I guess, that we don't have daytime baseball. Cubs were supposed to be playing right now against the Pirates in Chicago, but because of the stuff you saw out there earlier today, the rain, lightning, thunder, moving from west to east, as weather systems tend to do, Cubs game got moved back to 7 o'clock tonight. So we have no professional baseball in progress as we speak. You have Iowa baseball in progress as we speak, though. Hawkeyes playing an afternoon contest in New Jersey against the Rutgers Scarlet Knights. We'll get you some updates on that throughout the afternoon here. Iowa currently in the lead, 2-1 over the number one team in the Big Ten. Top of the fourth inning. Hawkeyes getting a home run earlier in the contest from Brendan Schur, adding another run in the fourth. Keep you up to date on what's happening there as they go into an important weekend series against the Scarlet Knights, who, until just a couple days ago when they lost to Princeton, had the longest winning streak in the nation, or 31-7 coming into today's game. So we'll talk more about that, get you set for the weekend in the world of minor league baseball as well, and take a look at some football news and notes. Week 2 of the USFL. Anyone excited? Anyone? No. Nothing but crickets. Crickets everywhere. Who opened the door and let the crickets in the studio? What's going on? We'll talk about that coming up on the show today as well. As usual, 319-366-1600. You can follow along on Twitter using the hashtag SOS on KGYM. Feel free to follow along with us on Twitter as well, at KGYM Radio, or you can follow along with my own personal account, which is at SW on the radio. Did not do a Twitter poll today, but we might have one coming up on Monday. We'll see how things shake out. We can resume activities on Monday. I don't know what I'm talking about. Just kind of rambling right now. Let's dive right in and get into basketball. Oh, boy. I've already checked in. I said, you know, you need to check in with your resident Timberwolf, Minnesota sports fan in general. Minnesota sports fans, I feel like, are used to this. Vikings in the playoffs, save for the Minnesota Miracle. Vikings to the playoffs, especially when it comes down to a game-winning kick. Twins against the Yankees and the Timberwolves. Oh, boy. Firmly in control of that contest last night against Memphis. And, yeah, Memphis came back to win 104-95, getting 26 points from Desmond Bane, 20 from Brandon Clark. Ja Morant, not much on the points total, but He had a nice night nonetheless, dishing the ball out, securing rebounds, finished with a triple-double, 16 points, 10 rebounds, and 10 assists. D'Angelo Russell with 22, Anthony Edwards finishing with 19 for the Timberwolves, Patrick Beverley 14, and Karl Anthony Towns held to just 8 points in the loss. Like we said, Memphis, I should say, came back from down 26 points to win. Here's just how big the comeback was for them, and I tweeted this out last night. Memphis trailed 79-54 with 2:57 left in the third and came back to win 104-95. So that is a 50-16 run. A 50-16 run to end the game and go up 2-1, two games to one in the series. Another chance for Minnesota. All is not lost, but when you see a lead that big, you see it fall from your grasp like that, I think it's going to be tough to rebound and win the series, but they have another chance coming up Saturday night in Minneapolis. But brutal way to lose. Like I said on Twitter last night, you look up soul-crushing loss in the dictionary, yeah, you'll see examples. You'll see that game for Minnesota fans. Let's hear from each team from last night's contest, and you can imagine Memphis, rather happy about how things played out. Here's Ja Morant, their young superstar, talking about how they were able to do it, how they were able to come back from down 26 and pull off the victory.
Pretty much just, you know, sticking with it, you know, keep fighting. You know, we've been in situations, you know, where we were down a lot and, you know, came back and won. And, you know, early on in, you know, my career, you know, my first couple years here, we was in a situation where we was up and, you know, lost a game. So the message was, you know, just continue to fight, go out and battle. And we all know, you know, the game is, you know, never over till, you know, zeros on the clock at the end. So that was pretty much the message and just staying together.
How do you recover from a game like that if you're Minnesota? And what are your emotions following a game like that? Here's Timberwolves head coach Chris Finch on that very topic.
I mean, obviously they're disappointed, but we, you know, we got game four here and, you know, we're not going to get you know, not going to let this game affect that one for sure. So we'll be fine.
Again, game four coming up Saturday nights in Minneapolis. ESPN NBA analyst Kendrick Perkins weighing in on the game as well. He says pretty much what I said a few moments ago. He's not sure if the Timberwolves can recover from a loss like this.
I don't know how they bounce back from this.
Right.
Really. Like, you're at home. You have a 26-point lead. Everything is going your way. And we have to remind ourselves that this Timberwolves team, they're young as well. So, mentally,
exactly.
I understand Patrick Beverley being the heart and soul of the team, but I don't know how you bounce back from this. I've never been on a young team that could overcome something like this. And the sad part about it is that the Grizzlies are not finished. They're going to keep coming.
Again, ESPN NBA analyst Kendrick Perkins from SportsCenter last night weighing in on the game. We'll get to this weekend schedule here in just a bit. First, we take a look at what happened last night elsewhere in the playoffs. A couple other Western Conference games. You saw Golden State go up 3-0 on Denver. Another great performance from their new big three in Golden State as Jordan Poole got 27, Steph Curry also adding 27 points off the bench, and Klay Thompson pouring in 26 as Golden State won 118-113. Nikola Jokic had 37 and 18. Aaron Gordon adding 18 points and 12 rebounds. How were they able to do it? Steph Curry talking after the game to ESPN's Kendra Andrews.
It's just an amazing feeling to know that we could put it together. And you could tell how much we wanted this one to come into on the road and prove that we could, you know, beat a good team like that. Got to finish it off, and obviously a long road ahead, but this is a big one for us.
Last one for you. This was the biggest test that you faced against the Nuggets this series. How important was it to have this kind of adversity, as you mentioned, heading into game four and having to fight through a little bit?
Coming into the playoffs, we talked about we're going to have to figure it out on the fly. A lot of people talked about, like, that might be a cop-out answer because we've been together for so long, but it doesn't mean that it's going to click. And, you know, like you said, we came in, we're really focused, energetic in the first half, built a big lead. They're going to fight. They're an NBA team. They have an ego, and they did. But we responded, finished the game down the stretch, which was huge. And we did it a lot of different ways. So a lot to build on. Can't get complacent, though. So as soon as we walk off the court, we're done celebrating.
Steph Curry there talking with ESPN following the win over Denver. Again, Golden State up 3-0. They can complete the sweep Sunday afternoon in Denver. Last chance for the Nuggets to force a Game 5 in that series if they could steal one coming up on Sunday, or defend their home court more so than steal one. But I guess when you're down 3-0, it's steal one for Denver, that's for sure. And they'll get a chance to do that coming up Sunday afternoon. Other game last night, Dallas took a 2-1 series lead, beating Utah 126-118. Jalen Brunson had 31. Spencer Dinwiddie with 20 points. Donovan Mitchell adding 32 in the loss for Utah. Game 4 coming up Saturday in Utah as Dallas looks to take a 3-1 series lead with a victory there. Looking at the injury report before we get into the schedule here for this weekend, speaking of that Dallas and Utah series, Mavs head coach Jason Kidd asked about the, I guess you could say, the elephant in the room. Is their star Luka Doncic going to return for Game 4 coming up tomorrow against Utah? Mavs head coach Jason Kidd saying that Luka is going in the right direction, and no guarantees yet that Luka would be active for Saturday, but it sounds like he's going to do some more work today and hope to play, because he has not played in this series, did not play last night in the win over Utah. So looking at the schedule here for tonight as we get into the NBA schedule for tonight and into the weekend, you've got Miami taking on Atlanta. That series shifting to Atlanta with the Heat up 2-0. That'll be tonight at 6. You can catch that on ESPN. Then the Bulls and the Bucks from Chicago. The Bulls stealing one in Milwaukee this past Wednesday, 2 days ago. And they look to take a 2-1 series lead as the Bucks are dealing with some injury issues. Of course, the one big one is Chris Middleton, their all-star player who is out and will be out at least 2 weeks after spraining his MCL in the fourth quarter of the loss on Wednesday to Chicago in Milwaukee. And now the series tied at 1-1. And important here for the Bulls if they want to put the Bucks maybe a little bit further on the ropes, maybe get the chance to possibly knock out the defending champs. Chance to do that here tonight by taking one and defending your home court. Bucks confirming that injury, by the way, last night. Team confirming it in a press release, adding that Middleton is going to receive daily treatment and evaluation prior to the next status update, which will be in about 2 weeks. Adrian Wojnarowski from ESPN says he being Middleton, is going to be sidelined indefinitely. So we'll see how things play out for Milwaukee, the defending champs, with a tough injury. One of their big three, Middleton, Giannis, and Drew Holiday, led them to the championship last year. We'll see how they respond. We'll see if Chicago can take advantage of a not full-strength Bucks lineup with Game 3 tonight, 7:30. It'll be on ABC. Last game of the night is Phoenix and New Orleans. Whole new ballgame there, too, as Devin Booker is out for Phoenix. They are a top seed, and they lost in Game 2. So they are looking to prevent New Orleans from going up 2-1 with Game 3 tonight. That is an 8:30 start time on ESPN. Tomorrow, Philly has a chance to complete the sweep as they take on Toronto just north of the border in Toronto with Game 4 tomorrow afternoon. Dallas and Utah Game 4 is tomorrow afternoon as well. Game you can hear right here on ESPN Radio. All of our frequencies coming up tomorrow night. You've got Boston and Brooklyn. Boston with a 2-0 series lead. Series shifting back to Brooklyn. See if the Nets can win one or win two on their home floor. And that coverage, by the way, on ESPN Radio starts at 6. And then you've got Memphis and Minnesota. We'll see if the T-Wolves can recover from blowing a 26-point lead and losing to Memphis last night. Game 4 Saturday night, 9 o'clock. So some late-night basketball. Grizzlies basketball after dark. Not really Pac-12 after dark. Not the same vibe, but we'll see what happens. If there's another wild comeback or wild finish in that one with being a Saturday night contest. Then Sunday, Game 4 for between the Bucks and Bulls is noon on ABC, or is at noon on ABC. You've also got Golden State and Denver. Game 4 there, 2:30 on ABC. That game you can hear on all of our frequencies as well from ESPN Radio Sunday afternoon. Miami and Atlanta, game four is Sunday night, and then Phoenix and New Orleans, game four, is Sunday night as well at 8:30. So lots to look forward to in the world of professional basketball heading into the upcoming weekend. Keep you posted on all that happens, of course, right here on the radio waves, and you can hear those games right here on KGYM this weekend. I mentioned the two we have for you, the Boston-Brooklyn matchup on Saturday evening, and then Golden State-Denver on Sunday afternoon. Home for the NBA playoffs, the conference finals, and the NBA finals right here on KGYM, home for ESPN Radio in Eastern Iowa. It's 2:20 as Spencer Head Sports rolls on here for a Friday, 319-366-1600. Jason Fitz going to stop by with your ESPN Sports Beat coming up in just a few moments. Take a look at some headlines making news in the baseball world, including an update from New Jersey as Iowa takes on Rutgers in college baseball. We'll talk about that and more coming up here on KGYM.
Eastern Iowa weather on the gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your weather first forecast, and we are going to have that rain winding down as we head into this afternoon. We'll be dry overnight tonight with temperatures around 60 degrees. Tomorrow, we'll start dry. It'll be warm and breezy with temperatures climbing into the 70s to near 80 degrees. We'll then have the chance for scattered showers and thunderstorms as we head into the late afternoon and early evening hours, and some of those storms may be strong. That's your latest Iowa's News Now weather first forecast.
ESPN Radio Sports Beat with Jason Fitz.
This first round series between the Grizzlies and the Timberwolves only makes me more sure that Memphis is headed to the NBA Finals. Look at how much they've experienced and grown up in one series alone. You have to deal with the pressure that comes with suddenly you're the favorite and you lost game one. Now everybody's going to talk about it. Then in game three, you face a massive deficit and you're able to come back from it. The amount of little learning moments that are happening in one series will only better equip an already very good team to get to the finals. Especially when you start factoring in the injury concerns for Phoenix, I can't see why there isn't a very clear path for a young team that we have high expectations for, but we didn't know how much experience would play into it. Sometimes you got to grow up in the playoffs, and that's what we always hear people talk about. That can take a very long time. In a strange way, it feels like one series having so many different scenarios, so many different ups and downs, so many different opportunities is actually helping Memphis's entire journey. And through this process, stars are only going to become bigger stars. And all of us are going to continue to get onto this bandwagon because it's a fun team to watch that's giving us entertaining basketball every single night. With the announcement that college football is going to change the targeting rule, they, as always, almost got it right. At this point, what they will be allowed to do is if a player is ejected for targeting in the second half in a game that has instant replay, that play can be reviewed to decide if the player actually has to miss the first half of the next game. What I find interesting about that is it's the right thing to do, but they didn't do anything within the game itself to allow somebody to give a second look at it and make sure that they really feel comfortable with an ejection. As always, college football seems to get things sort of half right, and in this situation, they half fixed a major problem with the targeting rule. With the ESPN Radio Sports Beat, I'm Jason Fitz.
Look, it's a credit union. It's a community. It's a Dupaco.
What's a Dupaco?
We're super glad you asked. We're not a bird or a plane. We are a mighty credit union, born of thrift and laser focus on the interests of our members and businesses. Harnessing the combined power of more than 144,000 members, we work to put money back where it belongs, into your community and into your pocket. Isn't that?
Let me guess, super?
You got it. At Dupaco, we take your financial goals to heart and make them our own, working tirelessly to help you pursue your dreams.
Am I worthy of a membership?
Fear not. You probably already qualify for membership. And at Dupaco, membership means ownership. Allow Dupaco to become your lifetime financial home, your fortress of gratitude. And join us as we pursue the glorious ideal of people helping people. Join the movement at dupaco.com/super. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity.
Compost is great for your garden and a fantastic way to give your lawn a healthy lift. And it's free at the Cedar Rapids Linn County Solid Waste Agency. You can also use compost around trees and shrubs and cover them with a layer of wood chips, which are also free at the Solid Waste Agency. Get your yard and garden in shape. If you're a Linn County resident, pick up free compost and wood chips at the Solid Waste Agency location next to Mount Trashmore. Get ours and all the details at solidwasteagency.org.
Presenting the world's worst combos. Using a chainsaw while blindfolded.
Hey, watch out! Ah!
Performing surgery while roller skating.
Whoa! Oh!
And being high while driving. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get an OWI. This ad brought to you by the Iowa Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau.
Create the backyard of your dreams with Menards' huge selection of landscape blocks and get 11% off. Whether it's a spacious patio, a decorative walkway, or flawless landscaping, you'll find the perfect blocks for your project. Right now, Crestone beveled retaining wall blocks are just 99 cents each after sale price and 11% rebate. Good through April 23rd. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
Back at 226, as Spencer on Sports rolls on here for a Friday on KGYM, 319-366-1600. Gym class coming up between 3 and 4. Myself and Mark Dukes will be with you today. Todd and Alex in here between 4 and 6, including Drive Time. At 5, right here on KGYM. Also, listen in today. One more chance for you to win with Todd and Alex on the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. Final shot at a pair of tickets to see Daughtry, along with special guest Blackstone Cherry. They're coming to the McGrath Amphitheater on Saturday, July 23rd. Tickets went on sale this morning at 10 a.m. But if you want a chance to win one final time, you can listen in sometime between 4 and 6 for your cue to call in and get a pair of tickets to see Daughtry and Blackstone Cherry coming up in July in Cedar Rapids. All the details and a link to purchase those tickets, more details about the show too, is at kgymradio.com. We also have a special text to win opportunity this weekend right here on KGYM. I'll tell you about that coming up in just a bit. That'll be after our next break here for today. So stay tuned. Details coming up later on in the show about our text to win opportunity for another show that's coming up here in the corridor. Back to sports here on a Friday afternoon. One quick other basketball note. We'll get you an update from the Iowa Rutgers baseball game here in just a few moments, too. From the college side of things, Iowa men's basketball last night, learning that one member of last year's team is returning. We've had a lot of news about departures. Of course, Keegan Murray, Josh Ogundele, Austin Ash, Joe Toussaint, all leaving the team for various reasons, either the NBA draft or the transfer portal. Well, one member of the team is coming back, Connor McCaffrey, senior guard, announcing on social media his decision to return for a sixth season. He did announce that in private/public at the Iowa Basketball Team Awards banquet last night. So Connor McCaffrey will be coming back to the Iowa men's basketball team for one more season. McCaffrey, by the way, along with Keegan Murray, receiving the Chris Street Award at the end of the season banquet yesterday. The award presented to Hawkeye player or players who best exemplify the spirit, enthusiasm, and intensity of Chris Street, and presented annually at the end of the year banquets. Congratulations to Connor and to Keegan Murray as well for their win of that award at the end of the year banquet. But that news coming out as well from the Iowa men's basketball side of things. Getting you an update from the Iowa baseball game. Iowa in New Jersey to take on Rutgers. The fifth inning just ended. Iowa had some runners on, but Iowa unable to get anyone across. Rutgers getting a 5-4-3 double play to end the fifth inning and send it to the bottom half of the fifth. Hawkeyes leading 2-1 so far as they head to the bottom half of the fifth. Brendan Schur, I mentioned, with a solo home run in the second inning, and Sam Peterson with a sacrifice fly in the fourth for Iowa as the Hawkeyes look to take down Rutgers. Iowa, of course, have won five straight, eight of their last 10 to get to 21-12 on the year, and 6-3 in Big Ten play coming into the contest, the series, three-game set here this weekend against Rutgers. Scarlet Knights, I mentioned, 31-7 overall, 11-1 in Big Ten play. They are number eight in the country, ranked number eight in the country. Scarlet Knights a game up on Illinois in the conference standings for first place. It's the first time in about 4 years that Iowa's played a team ranked in the top 10. They played number seven ranked Michigan all the way back in 2018, and Iowa actually won two of three in Iowa City against the Wolverines in that series. We'll see if there's a similar result here this weekend, but Hawkeyes currently leading, heading into the bottom half of the fifth over in Piscataway. Adam Mazur starting today for the Hawkeyes. Connor Schultz will get the ball tomorrow, and then Ty Langenberg will get the ball on Sunday for Iowa. All those games, by the way, on BTN Plus. If you are a subscriber, you could check those out. Big Ten schedule this weekend. Got Ohio State taking on Michigan in Ann Arbor. Michigan State plays Northwestern. Nebraska is at Indiana. Penn State plays Minnesota. And Maryland taking on Illinois as well in Champaign. One out-of-conference series this weekend in the Big Ten for baseball. You've got Purdue taking on Belmont. The Belmont Bruins from Tennessee making their way to West Lafayette. Softball-wise, Iowa looking to turn things around as they head to Illinois for a weekend series. Iowa 18-23 overall, just 1-13 in Big Ten play. Illinois 10-3 in Big Ten play and 27-15 overall. First game is scheduled for tonight, 5 o'clock, 1 o'clock on Saturday, and noon on Sunday for Iowa softball. Iowa State softball, they are facing a tall task this weekend, taking on number one ranked Oklahoma down in Norman. Cyclones will take on Oklahoma, doubleheader today, and a 1 o'clock game coming up tomorrow. You and I and Drake both in action for softball. Panthers hosting Illinois State, Drake hosting Valpo this weekend in the world of collegiate baseball and softball action. Let's turn to the major leagues. I mentioned there is little action. The earliest game that first pitched tonight is 5:40 Central Time. Weird time to be on the radio. So used to having games in the afternoon to talk about here. Games in the afternoon to talk about here. But there's nothing to talk about. There's no games because the Cubs and the Pirates game was pushed back. Supposed to be a 1:20 start time, but it's actually a 7 o'clock, 7:05 start from Wrigley tonight. So that game has been pushed back, hoping to stave off the weather in Chicago. See how things shake out. But Cubs and Pirates was moved back. Yesterday, the Pirates got the best of the Cubs, 4-3. Yoshi Susugo with a go-ahead two-run double in the fifth. Cubs held to just four hits in the loss. Cleveland beating the White Sox 6-3. Minnesota edging Kansas City 1-0. Miguel Sano with a sac fly in the second. Joe Ryan, nice performance. Six innings pitched, two hits, a walk, and striking out five. The Marlins, the Fish, beat the Birds yesterday, beating the Cardinals 5-0. Jesus Sanchez and Jazz Chisholm, each with a home run. Pablo Lopez, nice night for him. Seven innings pitched, three hits, no runs, no walks, and struck out nine in the victory for Miami. The controversy of the day came from Detroit. Oh, boy. Yeah. Detroit 3-0 over the Yankees. Not so much like a, you know, massive controversy, but there was talk about it. In the game, Miguel Cabrera sitting on 2,999 hits. You've heard about it already, probably. He was intentionally walked after going 0-for-3 in the game. Walked late in the game. The boos came out. They weren't saying boon. They were saying boo. And the Tigers won. I think that's all that matters. Miguel Cabrera has said as such. But all the fans there with a chance to witness hit number 3K from Miggy. Did not happen. They'll get another chance tonight taking on Colorado. But disappointing if you're a Tiger fan with a chance to see history made and then he gets intentionally walked. But Such is life. You play to win the game. That's the old saying that I always go back to, and that's what happened there from the Yankees' side. But Detroit ended up winning that one 3-0. Toronto getting a 3-2 win over Boston. It was the Mets beating San Francisco 6-2. Francisco Lindor with a 3-for-5 day at the plate with a home run. Arizona beating Washington 4-3. It was Oakland over Baltimore. Not sure how many fans were in attendance there, but Oakland did beat Baltimore 6-4. Sean Murphy with a nice night, 3-for-4, a home run, and a double for the A's. And Texas beat Seattle 8-6. Cole Calhoun with the go-ahead double in the ninth inning. So your schedule for today, you mentioned Pirates and the Cubs move back to 7:05. You've got St. Louis and Cincinnati tonight from Cincinnati, 5:40 start time there is Steven Matz takes on the rookie Hunter Green, who's got some nasty stuff. That game's a 5:40 start time. Cleveland and the Yankees, Milwaukee and Philadelphia. In fact, the Brewers-Phillies, ESPN's featured series this weekend, so you can catch some baseball action on ESPN Radio tomorrow afternoon and Sunday night. The Sunday night baseball game will be Brewers-Phillies right here on all of our frequencies Sunday and tomorrow afternoon as well. San Francisco and Washington, Boston and Tampa, Colorado taking on Detroit. That's the one to watch if you're into baseball history, as Miguel Cabrera needs one hit for 3,000 hits in his career. 6:10 start time over in the Motor City. Miami takes on Atlanta. The White Sox taking on the Twins tonight. Toronto is taking on Houston, Baltimore and the Angels tonight. Also Kansas City and Seattle, the Dodgers playing San Diego, the Mets and Arizona, and Texas is taking on Oakland tonight in the world of Major League Baseball. Did you see this story? And boy, this is a crazy story all around with the pitcher in Texas that leveled the guy who hit the home run off him. Did you see this story? We've all seen the video. Just like, wait, what happened? The guy hits a home run. The pitcher just charges at him and clotheslines him, basically levels him on the base paths as he's rounding third. Well, there has been some fallout, as we all expected there would be from this. And both players involved, in fact, a lot of players that weren't the centerpiece of this this incident ended up getting punished for this too. But from Texas, the Texas junior college pitcher who tackled an opposing batter after a home run is no longer with the team. That was announced yesterday. Owen Woodward, he is a pitcher from Weatherford College. He's no longer with the team. He also received a 4-game suspension from the North Texas Junior College Athletic Conference. The batter, meanwhile, Josh Phillips, who's from North Central Texas College, he was suspended because he was ejected for taunting. At the end of the video, you could see him pulling a Kyrie Irving as he touches home plate after getting leveled rounding third base. So you have both main players, I guess, in this incident are getting punished, are getting repercussions from the incident. The pitcher, like we said, Woodward getting a 4-game suspension. He's no longer with the team from Weatherford College. And then Josh Phillips from North Central Texas College suspended for 2 games for being ejected for taunting. Several others from both teams suspended because of the resulting brawl, the conference said. If you didn't see the video, you can find it pretty much everywhere. Everybody's been sharing it. Online video of the play showing that Phillips rounded third after a home run in the sixth inning, only to have Woodward charge off the mound and level him like he's playing football, like you're tackle at the 50-yard line. Several players then charged onto the field. The conference handing out most of its punishment for the North Central Texas program because of the players who ran onto the field after the hit. The conference suspending for 2 games all team members for NCTC that were in the dugout or bullpen. So that's pretty much everybody. The entire team suspended. Any assistant coaches who stepped onto the field were also suspended. The league also suspending 4 additional Weatherford players and assistant coaches for 2 games. Weatherford College saying the pitcher in question, again, Owen Woodward, his name, got additional discipline but did not reveal the details. There's word that he might be expelled from school as well. I think a news story I saw from that. So rightfully so, getting punished. And obviously if things were said in this situation, you did address those as well. But boy, what a crazy scene to be rounding third, hitting a home run, and then bang, you are leveled like you're running back hitting the hole. The game Wednesday where this all happened was the first of a four-game series between the two schools. Both teams ordered to forfeit Wednesday's game, and North Central Texas has forfeited games 2 and 3 because they didn't have enough players to field the team because they all got suspended for the role in the brawl. There is a game 4 scheduled for Saturday. Weatherford's head coach, his name is Jeff Lightfoot, said in a statement after the game, we are shocked and disappointed at what happened in our game today. We do not condone this type of behavior. He said, we have worked hard to build the program with the highest of standards. And he said they're completely embarrassed by this incident and that they apologize to North Central Texas College and the fans of our baseball team. He said this type of behavior cannot be tolerated. So if you're wondering what the outcome of that was, maybe you saw the video and you're like, wait, what happened? What is going on here? That is the end result, as the player was suspended, and yeah, the right move all around. Hopefully, no injuries to the young man who was tackled. But yeah, certainly one of those wild incidents you never hope you see happen again in the sport at any level, for sure. 319-366-1600 at 241. Thanks for joining us here, Spencer on Sports on KGYM. We will take a quick timeout back after this with more.
Hey, why are everybody's leaves out?
Leaf vacuum day, buddy.
How do you guys all know this?
It's right on my phone. See?
Huh. Nothing's on my phone.
Well, you're signed up at crnewsnow.com, right? That's how the city of Cedar Rapids lets you know.
Don't they just sign me up automatically or something?
No. You actually have to sign up at crnewsnow.com. It takes like 3 minutes.
No more missed leaf day. I like it.
Spring leaf vacuum collection continues through April. Never miss the leaf vacuum again. Sign up at crnewsnow.com.
Well, if you haven't heard, Raising Cane's is coming soon to Coralville at I-80 and Coral Ridge Avenue. So get ready when you're craving Raising Cane's. You can get it even faster. Skip the line and order online at order.raisingcane's.com. You can think about it this way. Get clicking for chicken. So whenever you want some of their hand-battered, cook-to-order chicken fingers or crispy crinkle-cut fries or even some of their Texas toast, you can order online and get it fast. Raising Cane's, coming soon, Coralville. You'll find them at I-80 and Coral Ridge Avenue.
We've been banking with Midwest One for a very long time.
We're talking with John Buchanan about Midwest One Bank.
It's just very comforting to know that the people that are crossing all the T's and dotting all the I's are there. That's really what a wealth management department's all about. You just don't want to worry about it on a day-to-day basis. The ultimate is that the only reason you do it is because of love for the family.
Midwest One Bank. Simply better banking. Not FDIC insured. Not a deposit. No bank guarantee. Not insured by any federal government agency. May lose value.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard has led to a lot of firsts for me. It paid for me to be the first person in my family to go to school. That education got me to the first day at my dream job, which I can still hold while I serve part-time. That job and the home loan benefits I got from the Army National Guard helped me buy my first house. I also know that I will be one of the first to respond if my community ever needs me.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-687-5192. That's 800-687-5192. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-687-5192.
Right back at 244 here at KGYM. Spencer on Sports here with you for a Friday. 319-366-1600. Razorback Dale, my man, it is not my birthday. I don't know what that's about. You're about 5 months off, Razorback Dale. September. Probably the greatest month of the year. College football starts my birthday month. Second greatest is March. Don't at me. You're about 5 months off, though. Razorback Dale. September. Actually, 5 months, a little under 5 months. September 21. It's April 22, so you're just a hair under 5 months. It was Todd's birthday earlier this week. Not mine, though. 5 months off. Anyways, 319-366-1600. Hey, I promised you we do have another chance to win. I mentioned Todd and Alex have one more pair of Daughtry tickets to hand out coming up on their show today between 4 and 6. This weekend, we've got a special text-to-win opportunity. Listen for a special text code. You have to be listening to a special text code. Or for a special text code. Going to play randomly throughout the weekend, both Saturday and Sunday. And when you hear it, text in the text code. Text in the word you hear to our text line, 319-366-1600. And when you text that in, you will be entered to win a pair of tickets to see what's being called the Metal Tour of the Year. Yes, that's right. Megadeth and Lamb of God are coming to the Alliant Energy Powerhouse this coming Wednesday, April 27th. So coming up pretty quick here, we're going to draw those winners. Five winners will be drawn from everybody who texts in the special code. We'll draw those winners coming up on Monday. So when you hear that special text code this weekend, be sure to text it in. Grab your phone, text that special word. I'm not going to tell you what it is now because we want you to listen. We'll be listening all this weekend, and when you hear it, text it in, text that code to 319-366-1600, and you are entered to win a pair of tickets to see Megadeth, Lamb of God, along with some special guests at the Alliant Energy Powerhouse coming up on Wednesday the 27th. Good luck, and you'll be listening for that text code this weekend. Let's get to some football news and notes here. Just a piece of breaking information I saw come across here to find it now, of course. Tom Brady. He has had his contract restructured. The Buccaneers and Tom Brady apparently agreeing to restructure his contract to free up salary cap space the team needs as it heads into the NFL draft next week. The Athletic and ESPN reporting that move just within the last hour or so. That news coming across. Tom Brady getting his contract extended. Restructured here today. Also in the world of the NFL, we've been talking about the Kyler Murray situation in Arizona. And he's still looking for an extension. Talked about the draft. Well, that's apparently the deadline for Kyler Murray and his camp to get an extension done with the team. Cardinals, as a team, apparently still looking to sit tight. And they're general manager said yesterday that there is 0% chance that he will be traded. It's according to Steve Keim from the Cardinals, said there is going to be 0% chance that the Cardinals trade their quarterback. And Kyler even weighing in on Twitter as well, said on Twitter that he wants to win Super Bowls with the Cardinals and indicated that he does not want to be traded. So we will see how that plays out in Arizona. Kyler Murray still needs that extension, still wants that extension. Deadline that he set is the draft. We'll see if things get done before draft time. We're going to be looking ahead to the second and third rounds of the draft coming up a week from right now. So we'll see how things work out there. From the USFL, I mentioned earlier, is everybody excited for the USFL this weekend? And we got nothing but crickets. The USFL entering its second weekend. And while the first weekend was about as successful as it could be for a just getting off the ground spring league, apparently they are looking to improve on some things already. One thing they are hoping to improve on is the performance of their kickers. USFL Executive Vice President of Football Operations Daryl Johnston announcing Thursday the league implementing a change in the footballs during games in order to help improve the league's kicking quality. Johnston saying that our specialists came to us with concerns about the sensor technology. There's sensors in the footballs impacting the kicking balls that they're using during the course of the game. He said starting this week, they're going to be going back to a more traditional ball structure, K-ball structure in the USFL. Going forward, each USFL kicker going to kick with their own footballs on kickoffs, punts, field goals, and extra points. And Johnston, because we all really care, Johnston saying it's not going to have any impact on production value for the fans' experience as they watch on TV. So if you were concerned about the performance of the kickers in the USFL in week one, they've heard your concerns. They're looking to improve the game with changing out the footballs, changing the footballs that are used for kicking this weekend. USFL did get solid ratings. Season opener between Birmingham and New Jersey peaked at 3.5 million viewers. Yet to be seen how successful the USFL will indeed be moving forward. We're interested tonight. NBA playoffs don't interest you. You want to watch what's been described as basically preseason football. You can check out a game tonight. New Jersey and Michigan, two 0-1 teams kicking off the second week tonight. Pittsburgh and Philadelphia meet tomorrow at 11 a.m. Central. Saturday night's contest is going to be Birmingham and Houston. And then there's a Sunday afternoon game, New Orleans, the Breakers, and the Tampa Bay Bandits as well. Set your DVRs accordingly. 251 here at KGYM. We'll wrap up the show, tell you what's on tap for our local programming, get you the weekend sports schedule. One more time, what we got for you this weekend. That more coming up here on The Gym.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-687-5192. That's 800-687-5192. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-687-5192.
I'm Serena Williams. You watch me live on TV.
And I'm that voice from movies you watch on demand. DirecTV Stream brought us together to save the world.
Maybe not save the world, but DirecTV Stream does bring your live and on-demand favorites together.
Your favorites together.
I just said that.
She just said that.
Introducing DirecTV Stream, the best of live TV and on-demand with no annual contract. Get your TV together at DirecTV.com.
Requires high-speed internet and compatible device. Content varies by package and location. Restrictions apply.
Stop buying tickets without rewards and start getting more from the only ticketing company that rewards you for buying, Vivid Seats. Buy 10 tickets, the 11th is on us. That's like 10% back every time you buy. And with 100% buyer guarantee and over 100 million tickets sold, that's something to sing, laugh,
cheer, scream, buy about. Head to VividSeats.com for terms and conditions. Vivid Seats. Life happens live.
Right back at 253, coming up on 254. Spencer at Sports winding down here for a Friday through 9-3-6-6-1600. NBA playoff action, taking the night off on the radio waves tonight, but we do have games for you this weekend. We'll have tomorrow, we've got Brooklyn and Boston for you with coverage starting at 6 p.m. We'll also have action Sunday afternoon with Golden State and Denver. Coverage starts at 2 there. Baseball this weekend, I mentioned if you're into some baseball on the radio, we've got Milwaukee Brewers and Philadelphia Phillies, 2 o'clock broadcast time tomorrow. And then Sunday night baseball coverage starting right after the NBA is done Sunday afternoon and evening right here on KGYM. Thanks so much for listening here this weekend. Our poll question today, by the way, we did not mention it. You have a chance to weigh in on our poll question at KGYMradio.com. Poll question brought to you by our friends at Hawkeye Title and Settlement in Iowa City. And the poll question is, which team wins Game 3 tonight in Chicago? Is it going to be the defending champion Milwaukee Bucks or the home team, Chicago Bulls, who even the series at one game apiece? Bucks or Bulls? Which team wins Game 3 tonight in the Windy City? You can vote at KGYMradio.com. Let us know what you think, and we'll see what happens. Game 3 is tonight. Game 4 is coming up Sunday. Chance, as we talked about, we open the show talking about the NBA playoffs, chance for the Bulls to take a 2-1 series lead. We'll see how the Bucks respond without Chris Middleton in their lineup, out at least for the rest of the series. See if he's able to return at all in the playoffs. Big storylines in that series, and we'll see how things play out. We'll be right here on Monday to recap everything for you, NBA playoffs wise. We'll look at the weekend baseball wise, and we will start talking more about the NFL draft. We are going to be a draft week on Monday. Draft starts Thursday. We do have draft coverage, of course, here from our national partners at ESPN Radio starting Thursday evening and heading into Friday and Saturday. So you can catch the NFL draft on the radio waves on all of our frequencies this coming week. So check that out this coming week. We'll talk more about that on Monday's show as well. You're stuck with me for another hour, Eastern Iowa. I'm coming in for the gym class. Myself and Mark Dukes will be here to talk about things going on for the weekends. Have more conversation about the topics of the day coming up between 3 and 4, I should say. And Todd and Alex in here between 4 and 6. They've got Chad Leistigo from the Des Moines Register joining them at 5 tonight. And poll question at KGYMradio.com. Also, our podcast there, too. Be sure to check it out today. Have a great weekend. Gym class is next on KGYM.